If you think about every piece of disposable plastic you use in a day, it adds up. Packaging, food containers, bottles, cups. But lately, one particular type of plastic has been getting a lot of bad press. Straws. Today, Marriott became the latest big corporation vowing to stop using them after Starbucks did the same last week. Local restaurants and lawmakers have also gotten on board. WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenston asks why this fixation on straws.
Emily Conrad is standing a few feet from the Anacostia River, showing me her collection.
In total, there's 4,026.
Exactly 4,026 plastic straws. They counted every single one. The straws fill up several big buckets separated out by color.
Two buckets worth that are from McDonald's, really easy to tell.
They're white with yellow and red stripes. Then there's a big bucket of bright red straws.
Predominantly from 7-Eleven.
A bucket of orange and pink ones from Dunkin' Donuts.
And the green ones are from Starbucks predominantly.
Conrad is with the Anacostia Watershed Society. All these straws are from one river cleanup last Earth Day. It's a lot of straws, but it's tiny in comparison to the total amount of mostly plastic volunteers pulled out of the Anacostia that day.
We got about 25 tons of trash and I think about 11 tons of recycling material.
So why are we talking about a few buckets of straws instead of that other 36 tons of stuff? To find out, I head to a restaurant downtown during a busy lunch hour.
Ah, so that's our signature Bloody Mary.
Kelvin Williams is a bartender here at Founding Farmers. Most of the drinks he serves don't have straws. Those that do have straws made of paper or hay.
Which is pretty cool. A lot of guests think they're pretty cool. I like them.
So it's actually made out of a piece of hay?
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant owner Dan Simons has been waging this quiet war against plastic straws for the past decade.
I saw straws as a single-use plastics topic that we could win.
At first, it was a lonely fight. Then a couple years ago, there was this one particular video that went viral. A sea turtle in Costa Rica has something stuck in its nose.
It's a freaking straw up her freaking nostril.
The video is disturbing and bloody, and it's been watched on YouTube 31 million times. It spurred anti-straw activism on social media. Around the world, close to 2,000 restaurants and institutions have voluntarily stopped using plastic straws. In D.C., Simon started a coalition called Our Last Straw. So far, 75 local businesses have signed up to ditch straws. And there's good reason to be worried about plastic pollution.
By 2050, there will be more pounds of plastic in the ocean than fish.
Julie Lawson is director of D.C.'s Office of the Clean City, and she's spent her career fighting trash pollution. It's not just about saving sea creatures. Plastics never go away. Instead, they break into tinier and tinier bits, getting into our drinking water and our food, a potential threat to human health. Lawson says now, with all the anti-straw campaigns, more people are talking about the issue than she's ever heard before.
If talking about straws gets more people into part of that conversation and into thinking about the solution and the roles that they play, then we can start talking about other materials.
Americans do use and throw away a lot of straws.
Grande, iced coffee unsweetened, please.
And while they're mostly unnecessary, they may still be hard to give up.
I'm just addicted to straws.
Outside the Starbucks in Navy Yard, Cody Wright is sipping an iced tea through a green plastic straw. She's not happy Starbucks is phasing them out.
I don't know. I'd rather drink out of a straw versus put in my mouth on an actual cup.
In D.C., there's a twist to this story about straws. Unbeknownst to Wright and most people in the city, that straw she's using is already illegal.
Plastic straws are right now in the District of Columbia banned.
D.C. Councilmember Mary Che. She says straws were banned by the same legislation that outlawed styrofoam containers, effective January 2017. But back then, people weren't talking so much about straws, so
it kind of fell through the cracks.
The ban has never been enforced, and the city has no immediate plans to start cracking down. Several council members are supporting a new straw ban bill. Chase supports it, even though she admits it's redundant.
It puts an exclamation point at the end of the sentence. It underlines it. It puts it in caps.
But even if the ban passes again, even if straws disappear from cold beverages across the land, it may not make a big dent in plastic pollution. After all, in Starbucks' case, straws are being replaced by a lid made of more plastic. It's recyclable, but the vast majority of recyclable plastic never actually makes it to a recycling bin. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.